Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at a whole stack of sources, really focusing on the finance sector, specifically broking, and how you can, well, finally get back your most valuable asset, which is time, right?
Exactly. And moving beyond just, you know, basic data entry or those old CRM filing systems.
Yeah, those.
What's really fascinating here, I think, is how AI is evolving. We're not just talking simple automation tools anymore.
Okay.
We're talking about something called agentic AI. You need to shift your thinking, really. Stop seeing your tech just as a tool.
Right.
And start seeing it more like a teammate.
A teammate? How so?
Well, it's a system that can actually execute complex, multi-step tasks all on its own, autonomously.
Okay, that sounds like a big shift.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's happening right now. Our sources suggest this is really poised to redefine how brokerages succeed, probably by 2025.
All right, let's make that concrete. A clear example everyone knows is lead qualification. So the old CRM pops up a reminder. Yeah, follow up with new lead.
Right. And you still have to do the work.
Right.
Pick up the phone, chase them down.
Exactly. So what does this agentic AI do differently? How's it autonomous?
Okay, so imagine this. The system gets a web inquiry instantly, like right away. It sends an SMS or an email to that lead.
Constant contact.
Okay, then it actually starts a conversation using natural language chat.
Like a chatbot.
More sophisticated, really.
Yeah.
It asks those key qualifying questions. Are you looking to purchase or maybe refinance? What's your approximate income? You know, that kind of thing.
It filters people out based on the answers.
Precisely. It filters out the noise, the people who aren't quite ready or qualified yet, instantly.
But hang on, what about compliance? And, you know, does it sound robotic? Is there a risk you actually put off a good prospect before I even talk to them?
Yeah, good question. That's really the core difference with these agentic systems. They're built for a much more sophisticated conversational flow.
Okay.
And the sources we looked at show that because the response is so fast and it feels personalized, the conversion rates actually go up. Yeah, well, one study calculated the difference between an instant AI reply and waiting even just 4 hours for a manual response, it translated directly to something like a 20% higher conversion rate.
Wow. Okay, that's efficiency defined.
Yeah.
So the system weeds out the tire kickers, and then this sounds like the game changer. It actually books the warm, qualified lead straight into your calendar.
Straight into the calendar. And at the same time, it logs the entire conversation, the whole transcript of that qualification chat.
Okay, so the result is you're drastically cutting your cost per acquisition.
Absolutely. Because you're not wasting hours on what's basically, let's be honest, admin grunt work.
Right.
You only end up speaking to people who are already pre-qualified, confirm they're ready to chat seriously.
Which brings us back to the broker's real value, doesn't it? If the AI handles the repetitive stuff, the science, you could say.
Yeah, the science.
Then you're free to focus on the irreplaceable art. Your intuition, your specialized knowledge, tackling complex problems.
Exactly. Like figuring out a really tricky self-employed deal or, you know, needing to negotiate hard with a lender. That human element.
Okay, so let's connect this broader picture. It's about getting rid of those tasks that just drain your time and energy.
Mm-hmm. And we're seeing two specific areas where this tech is already making a massive difference for top brokers. Solving real bottlenecks.
Okay, what's the first one?
Policy research.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who hasn't lost hours just digging through those massive 50-page PDF lender guides?
Exactly. So now, imagine using an agentic AI that's been trained on all those internal policy docs.
Right.
You can just ask it in plain English something like, which lenders will accept a one-day ABN for a low-doc loan?
And it tells you.
Instantly. And it gives you a policy-backed answer, even citing the source document. That's hours saved right there.
Mm.
Pulls you out of the weeds.
Pulls you out of the data minefield, back to clients. Okay, that's huge. What's the second critical area?
Compliance safety. This AI can act like a compliance co-pilot.
Okay, supporting things like the best interests duty, BID.
Absolutely. Think about this. The system can be set up to automatically handle a client check-in. Maybe their fixed rate is about to end, for example.
Right, a standard check-in.
But crucially, it doesn't just send the message. It simultaneously logs the outgoing communication, the client's response, any follow-up actions directly into the client's file in the system.
So you've basically built a perfect regulatory file without lifting a finger.
Pretty much. You get this auditable compliance trail built right into your daily operations.
That's efficiency and safety integrated. A true operational multiplier then.
It really is. So the big takeaway looking towards, say, 2025, it's clear. Agentic AI is here to augment brokers, definitely not replace them.
Right.
The future really belongs to those who learn to delegate that predictable science. The admin, the compliance checks to the AI.
So they can double down on the irreplaceable art, strategy, complex advice, those deep client relationships.
Exactly that.
So, okay, this sounds powerful, but for someone listening right now, what does it mean practically? Where do you even begin with automating?
Well, the time to start thinking about this is definitely now. Here's a challenge for you listening. For the next week, just audit your time. Be honest. Mm. Identify your single biggest time sink. That one repetitive task that just, you know, sucks the life out of your day. Mm-hmm. Is it lead qualifying? Is it policy research? Maybe post-settlement follow-up?
Find that one specific pain point.
Find that one pain point, because that specific problem is the perfect candidate for a new AI tool to solve for you, probably quite quickly. Start there. Focus on solving that one thing first.